WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Israeli warplanes striking targets across Gaza early today as another small aid shipment is allowed in. World Food Program Director Cindy McCain, who's told ABC's This Week Sunday.
We were able to get 17 more trucks in just now, actually, just a little while ago, I understand, and there's a proposed 40 more tomorrow. But this dribbling system is not going to work.
There were weekend protests in Israel over efforts to rescue the 200 or so hostages being held in Gaza, possibly in that maze of tunnels the terrorists have built under Gaza City.
Israel is not going to send troops into the tunnels because it's far too dangerous. So they're going to use other mitigation techniques, bombing them, gassing them. So this has become hugely divisive in Israel. And there's a lot of political pressure being brought on Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu to try to deal with the hostages first, to try to rescue as many as possible.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. This is ABC News. Police in Tennessee this morning hunting for the man accused of shooting two cops. That suspect, the son of Nashville's police chief.
Gregory Kern and Ashley Bolijack are recovering after being shot while responding to a call about a stolen vehicle. The suspect on the run has been identified by Nashville's police chief as his own estranged son, John Drake Jr. The 38-year-old described as armed and extremely dangerous.
ABC's Derek Dennis. An unusual incident at a New York airport.
A mishap at New York's JFK Airport Sunday night after JetBlue Flight 662 landed and taxied to the gate. The company said in a statement that as passengers were deplaning, there was a shift in weight on the plane, prompting the aircraft's tail to tip backward and the nose to lift up in the air and then come back down. The company says there were no injuries reported, that it's reviewing the incident, and that it's taken the plane out of service for inspection. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Monday, October 23rd. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or on the Civic Media app or by podcast or social media here in the state of Wisconsin Sense, where we're going to unpack the news for you in just a little bit. Here's what's on tap this morning. Well, you know, the early morning rain just seems to sting a little bit more on Mondays, especially when the Packers lose. But we will turn to our Monday morning guest and Chief Morale Officer Kristen Lyerly to lift our spirits a bit as we recap some of the weekend's headlines and scores. You know, some weren't great, like the Packers and the Badger volleyball team. Others, like the Badger football team, did a lot better. Hockey teams as well. In our second hour, we're going to talk about how a reprieve is not a resolution. Governor Evers gave that reprieve to child care providers and parents by temporarily saving the Child Care Counts program, but only the legislature can fund it to a sustainable level, and they still seem rather hostile to the idea. So we'll talk to our friends from Motherhood for Good, along with State Senator Kelda Royce. And Civic Media News Director Terry Bell will have 3 things you should know to start the week. We'll talk to Selena Heller, one of our reporters here at Up North News. We'll get the weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Fuchitsky coming up. And along the way, if you'd like to join us, we'll take your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Again, that's 844-967-2789. You can email the show, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And if you're watching on one of the Facebook pages where we appear, you can leave comments there and we may put them up on screen and respond to them. We are on the pages of Up North News, of course, also Civic Media and the Tap FM, our home in Chippewa Falls, and Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. You can also catch us on YouTube if you search for Up North News WI. Temperatures around Wisconsin to get the day started. And again, it's a rainy one so far for the western two-thirds of the state, but everybody's going to get wet here at some point, at least a little bit, it seems. Here on Lake Wissota, it's 47 degrees. Madison is 45. Waukesha, 41 degrees. La Crosse, 47. In Wausau, it's 40 degrees right now. In Wisconsin Rapids, it's 43. Green Bay reporting 44 degrees, and Hayward is at 45. And again, wet and a little bit warmer today, tomorrow, just a little bit. And then there's a real cool down coming by the end of the week, and we're going to get more than a little bit of precipitation along the way as well. But unfortunately, that precipitation is too little too late to do as much good, you know, for the growing season. And we've already had the impact on fall colors, though it was a beautiful drive. We'll see if Sam did any driving as well. Sam Davison standing by down at the Civic Media Control Center there in Madison. Sam, how are you? How was your weekend?
I'm good. My weekend was also pretty good. I did a lot of fall and Halloween sort of things.
Halloween sort of things like buying candy or...
No, I was stocked up on candy already.
I meant buying the candy that you ate from the first batch of candy, or did you? Is it still sitting around?
It's still sitting around, so we're stocked up for now. But
that's amazing restraint. Or did you just buy things you don't like? Are you giving the kids black licorice or something like that?
I'm just trying to make it last. I don't want to spend too much on candy.
Okay, I understand. What else did you do? Just errand running, you say?
Went to a pumpkin patch. Went to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Made some squash soup. It was pretty tasty.
Okay. Wow, this is very creative. All right, we did a lot of driving around, and I don't know if it's still down by you, but you know, we didn't get like the burst of all kinds of fall colors. Things were, you know, very yellow this year because of you know, temperature and all that. But I mean, it was really yellow yesterday. A lot of yellow, a lot of rust out there. I was driving through the Knapp Hill area of Western Wisconsin, and that's, you know, it was. There was some beautiful driving times over the weekend here. Still looks pretty good. I hope down that way, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the leaves are great. Looks very pretty.
Oh. And let's see. We start a new lineup today, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
A couple different things are going to happen this week. We're going to start new shows. Well, yeah, different kinds of shows today. And then we're actually going to start what's called a new clock, I think, on Wednesday. So you might notice our commercial times change and that, you know, Pat has the prattle on for a little bit longer than usual in some instances here. But correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, but I believe that we have Todd Alba moving to noon to two today, correct?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
And then he goes noon to two. And then, where's my notes? I'll tell you what. It's
Earl is on after you, I believe, right?
That's right. Earl comes on pretty much almost statewide, except for the Madison area and maybe another spot. But yeah, Earl Ingram's on at 8. And then you've got As Goes Wisconsin coming on after that till noon. Todd Alba is noon to 2. Matt Flynn now from 2 to 4. And the Devil's Advocates are from 4 to 6. So, again, that's the lineup changes this afternoon, where it's Todd Alba, noon to 2, Matt Flynn, 2 to 4, Devil's Advocates from 4 to 6. I believe that's followed by Maggie Dawn. And, well, Terry Bell will be on later, and since he's the news director, he's supposed to be the smartest guy in the building. So he'll know all this stuff, right?
Yeah, he's like this wizard. He's a wise old man. I shouldn't call him old. He's not that old.
No. It's okay. It works. He was working at Channel 13 before me, so I'm going to consider that he's the old man for this one. And yeah, again, he'll get a chance for rebuttal coming up in just a bit. Let's take a break here, and then when we come back, we'll talk all about the various sports scores and highlights and lowlights from the weekend, and unpack some of the news as well. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north. Nice to have you here. We'll be back.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Oh boy. Are we going to do this? Are we going to do the rainy days and Mondays thing? Just real low key start to the week here?
Talking to myself and feeling.
No, no, let's not do this. Sam, kill the record. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. It does feel a little like a rainy day and Monday when the Packers lose the way that they did. Now, again, I'm not going to get all worked up about every loss. That's going to happen. It's a new quarterback. It's a new era. So it's not so much the losses. It's occasionally the mistakes or just the little frustrations. To me, there was just a lot of little dip and doinks from Jordan Love. It's like he did not realize he could throw downfield, or it's that, and I don't see the whole field. It's that our receivers have just not been that great this year at getting separation. Whatever the case may be, it was a whole lot of short yardage. The defense was giving up far too much yardage to the Denver Broncos and ended up losing. Packers lose to Denver 19-17. The Broncos were scuffling as well. It just was not a pretty game to watch. The write-up here says that Love is frustrated by the offensive inefficiency. So is coach Matt LaFleur. Well, hell, so are the fans. We're a little frustrated as well. The defense held Russell Wilson and the Broncos largely in check and rallied to take a 17-16 lead midway through the fourth quarter. But again, there just wasn't any kind of rhythm on offense, especially early. The Packers have now been outscored in the first half of the last four games, 63-6. What'd he say? He said, in the first half of the last four games, the Packers have been outscored 63-6. And here's another case in point that people are frustrated about. Love had running back A.J. Dillon open on the left side for what would have been a big gain on third and 20. But Love looked too deeply this time and tried to heave it. And it was picked off by the Denver's safety. And it was just lots of little things like that that, make it sound like, we're a bunch of unhappy fans, and we are temporarily, but I would again say, this is going to happen from time to time this year. Don't be setting the bar too high. If you want to set the bar high, do it game to game, and you have to do that next Sunday because the Packers' next opponent, it's a division game, and they're playing the Minnesota Vikings at noon next Sunday at Lambeau Field, which will probably be a chilly, I don't know, maybe a wet Lambeau Field, so it's not going to be great conditions for the game anyway. But the Packers are going to have to step that up. Much better news for the Badger football team. I wish I had seen this. I was out of town for the weekend, but heard all about this comeback win that Braden Locke threw a 3-yard touchdown pass to offensive lineman Nolan Rucci with 27 seconds left on Saturday to cap an 18-point fourth-quarter explosion by Wisconsin that gave the Badgers a 25-21 win on the road in Illinois. Locke was 21 of 41, passed for 240 yards and two touchdowns in his first start since taking over for the injured Tanner Mordecai. The Big Ten's leading rusher, Braylon Allen, ran for 145 yards for the Badger football team, now 5-2 on the season. The Badger women's volleyball team received an unfortunate setback, but again, a match that was immediately hailed as an instant classic, a thrilling back and forth, and ended in heartbreaking fashion, a 5-set loss at at Nebraska. Nebraska taking that match 3-2, so it's almost certain that Nebraska will take over as the top-seeded team in the nation with an 18-0 mark, and the Badger women's team drops to 18-1 on the season. They have several days off now. They will be at Michigan State this coming Friday evening. The Badger women's hockey team will still be ranked number one in the nation, most certainly, after sweeping Bemidji State on Friday and Saturday. The Badger women's hockey team is now 8-0. They will be in St. Paul this coming weekend for matches Friday and Saturday versus St. Thomas. The Badger men's hockey team is 5-1 on the season after sweeping 17th-ranked Michigan Tech on Friday and Saturday. That 5-1 start for the Badger men's hockey team is the team's best start since 2004-2005. And now the men's team will open up Big Ten play against the Minnesota Gophers this coming Thursday and Friday in the Twin Cities. There will be a Game 7 in the baseball playoffs. The American League Championship Series goes to a Game 7 tonight after Texas beat Houston 9-2, so that series knotted at 3 games apiece. And so the Rangers and the Astros will square off to find out who goes to the World Series tonight in Houston. On the National League side of things, Arizona is at Philadelphia tonight in Game 6. So Philly leads that 3-2. So they just need to win tonight, or even if they lose tonight, they would have to win tomorrow in a Game 7 if necessary. So, you know, the Phils are home for one or two games, just have to win the one, and they head off to the World Series. And that will all get started, I believe, Friday night is where we're going to end up on Game 1 of the World Series. All right, let's unpack some of the headlines here. Again, you're always free to join us at 844-967-2789. This is the part where we say, hey, what did we miss over the weekend? Did, like, Republicans get things together and elect a new speaker? No, they did not. Not only do they not have a speaker, but since you and I visited last, the Republican conference, we call the caucus here in the legislature, but in Congress, they call it the conference, the Republican conference. All the members got together, held a secret ballot after Jim Jordan lost 3 attempts to become speaker. And in a secret ballot, they basically kicked him out as their nominee and said, nope, we're going to try somebody else. So who are they going to try? Don't know. Why? Because there are nine candidates now for speaker among House Republicans. I mean, 10 if you count the knuckleheads who still think they want Donald Trump to be speaker, but that ain't happening. But the fact of the matter is there's now 9 people in that room, none of whom were on the ballot before, but all of whom think they've got